How much are you worth? Now, according to science and according to latest market research, if we add up all the chemicals and elements in your body, you're worth about $585. Is that what you're worth? Well, in terms of medical use, a human cadaver is worth about $550,000. So is that getting closer? On the black market, where they're selling organs and tissues, it's estimated that a human body can be worth as much as $45 million. Is that what you're worth? So that's a pretty wide range. $585, $45 million. That's what the science says. But we have a better source than that to determine our value. Jesus told his disciples in Matthew 10, you're worth more than many sparrows. Okay, so we're worth more than a bunch of wild birds. How much exactly are we worth? We read in 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20, where Paul says, do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God with your body. You do have a specific value. You do have a price. Paul says you were bought with a price. But what is that price? Is it $585? Is it $45 million? No, it's much more than that. In 1 Peter 1, we read, you were redeemed or bought back from your empty way of life handed down to you from your forefathers, not with things that pass away, such as silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like a lamb without blemish or spot. Not with gold or silver or money, but something much more valuable and much more precious. That blood is worth more than $45 million. It's worth such a high ransom that the richest billionaires on earth could not pay it. That's how much God values you and me. That is the price, the value that he has set on each and every one of us. You are that precious to him. Now consider this. What if I were to tell you I'm going to give this to one of you? How many of you would want this? Raise your hand. Okay, I figured most of you, yes. What if I were to tell you it's not worth anything? It's just a piece of paper. How many of you would still want it? Yeah, you don't believe me. All right, what if I fold it? How many still want it now? Yeah? Okay. How about if I crumple it up? How many still want it? Wow. How about now? You still want it. I've crumpled it up. I've stomped on it. It's on the dirty gym floor. But you still want it. Why is that? Its value has not changed. Just because I told you it wasn't worth anything doesn't mean it's not worth anything. Just because I folded it up or stomped on it doesn't mean it's worth less. Because the value has already been assigned to that. And you already know what that value is. In the same way, your value doesn't change. It doesn't matter what people say about you. It doesn't matter what people do to you. People stomp on you. People talk bad about you. None of that has any impact on your value. Even if you feel like it does, even if you feel worthless, Your value has been set. And it's unchanging. Because God set that value at Jesus' precious blood. So knowing this, there are three things I want you to take away. One, you are secure in the knowledge of your value. You know what you are worth. And if we ever start to question that, we have God's sure word to go back to again and again. Because that is that precious price that Jesus has paid for us. The second thing I want you to remember is contained in that passage from 1 Corinthians, where he says, "You were bought with a price, therefore glorify God with your body." Glorify God with your body. That's what God wants us to do. This body that he has paid for, this precious soul, precious to him, so valuable that he paid that ultimate price. Glorify God, not ourselves. Not using our body to get people to look at how great a person I am, or great an athlete I am, or great an actor I am, or how good I am in school, or how popular. No. Instead of getting people to admire us and look up to us, getting people to admire our Lord and look up to him. And the third thing I want you to remember because of that value is that value does not only apply to each and every one of you, but it applies to that person next to you, that person in front of you and behind you, that person you see and run into every day, that person who might be sitting all by themselves, or a person who might be looking down in the hallway, that person you run into at the store. Each and every person is a redeemed soul that God saw had that ultimate value as well. Glorify God by treating one another as those precious souls. As we read in 1 Corinthians or 1 Thessalonians, encourage one another and build each other up, just as you also are doing. So what are you worth? More than $585. More than $45 million. You are worth the precious blood of Christ. Nothing can change that. And glorify God because of it. Amen. We'll sing of this in the words of hymn 563. Hymn 563, verses 2, 3, and 6.